gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Well, I hope it's a good morning for everybody. Thanks for joining me. I'm Angelo Viola. This is Outdoor Journal Radio on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Maybe the only thing live this morning in the city. Maybe. But yes, we are coming to you live. Over there, Stephen Labadie.
Morning, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Looking good with your baseball cap.
Yeah, I was going to do my hair today because it's the first time going out in a whole entire week, but I'm like, nah, I'm too lazy today.
So, Andrew Holland at the Fan today,
yes.
Trying to keep us off the rocks, flying solo.
Yes.
It's all like part of week. The... all part of the deal,
the
new
deal,
yeah. The new deal we're all facing. Hey, it is what it is. I just want to say something. On the way in to work, and yes, by the way, Stephen and I are in our studio at Pine Post, just so that you know, we've both been in isolation all week long, but we agreed and decided that we would like to do the program from the confines of Pine Post Productions. And we have separate rooms. We have always had separate rooms. As you know, I keep alluding to him behind the glass. And he has his own door. I have my own door. And we are totally, totally isolated.
Yes.
So nobody panic out there. Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Nobody else in the building. The building has been evacuated, if you will, for a week. Almost 2 weeks now. I guess it'll go on soon.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. Next week.
Anyways, here we are. And it's nice to be here, by the way. It's nice to see another human being.
Except for the Countess, right? Something different?
Well, except for the Countess, of course. And the Countess.
Something different to look at?
Different, yeah. Why do you want me? Don't get me going in that direction. Holy mackerel. I gotta be in close quarters, confinement and all that stuff. No, and what I was about to say, the reason I said that is that traditionally on the way into the studio, I have the Fan 590 on.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to, you know, sometimes the golf show when it's golf season or whatever is on. Just, you know, pass the time. Well, so this morning I'm on the way in, and they've got American programming, ESPN, I think.
On Sportsnet?
Well, I don't know. On Sportsnet, there's a pre-recorded American program, sports program of some kind.
CBS.
Oh, is it CBS?
Okay. Yeah.
And they were talking about something. Anyway, so I thought, let me see what other folks are doing. And so I flicked around, and I won't mention the station, but there was a very popular station had an American, I think they were ESPN, maybe.
Okay.
And the two broadcasters were talking about, you know, grits and homemade biscuits.
Oh.
And so they said, well, let's call, you know, Mama Walton up and see what she'd say. So they called this woman up. How you doing, Ma? And they just started going. And I honestly, it was like an episode of the Beverly Hillbillies. And I thought to myself, oh, my God. If this is what we're going to be exposed to for the next several months, holy mackerel. I'm going to keep doing live radio. No matter how difficult this gets and no matter how, you know, how big the challenges are, I promise the listeners right now that we are going to do everything we possibly can. And listen, I'm not a fool. I know that things are going to get worse before they get better.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be faced with, we're going to be faced with an announcement coming to you today, later on in the program. That's kind of the start of it. But I will promise you this, that as long as we are capable, physically capable, and we have the technology working for us that we can broadcast to you live, I make you a pledge. I personally promise you this program will continue until it can no longer continue. And hopefully before that happens, things will be well. So there you go. I made my pledge for the day. I feel good about that. All right, so today we're going to do, much like we initiated last week, good news, bad news, good news, bad news. Right? We're going to talk a little bit about the virus because we have to. We'd be fools for totally ignoring it. And then we're going to bring you some happiness and a ray of sunshine and talk to you about outdoor things, all those nice things that we enjoy and take for granted each and every week. Before we do any of that, though, we got to talk to you about, this is good news, this is happy, joy.
Very good news.
A ray of sunshine. Our 2.5 Mercury motor is about to be given away, the second one of 10.
Yes.
And it's going to be given away in a matter of, like, I'm going to say days.
I think it's on the 31st, 30th.
Yeah, whatever the last day of the month is.
I can't remember.
And whatever day today is. So what, you do the math. I can't count this morning.
We've been in isolation, so we don't even know what day it is.
Exactly. A matter of days, we will be drawing the second of the Mercury outboard four-stroke motors that will be given away. 10 of them are going to be given away this year, every month, and we're going to continue giving them away, courtesy of the folks at Mercury Marine. Thank you very much. And we are going to give one away in a few days. However, if you have not entered yet, do not despair. There is still time. I told you, 2-3 days before it happens. Go to fishingcanada.com, enter the contest, fill out the ballot, answer a skill testing question. You even have, it's a multiple choice, but you also have the answer somewhere there. All you have to do is push the hint button and it will take you to it. Drop that ballot in and do so every 24 hours thereafter until the draw, because every ballot you put in increases your odds of winning. And what's nice about this contest, this particular one, is that once this draw is made in a couple of days, your ballots automatically slide into the next drum.
Yeah.
So even if you're saying, well, it's not fair. No, it is fair, because those two or three ballots that you put in between now and when the draw is done will go towards the next month's winner ballot thing collection.
You got it.
Did I do good on that?
Kind of.
Yeah, I know. But no, it's true. You know, it's never too late. Start.
Yes, exactly.
Do not despair. Jump in there. It's all happening at fishingcanada.com. Now, I have been alluding to a monster giveaway, haven't I?
Yeah, I've been working on that all week.
Yeah. Well, guess what? I am prepared to talk about it.
Okay.
I think it's good. We should bring happy, good news to folks. Starting now, this is something you don't even know, Stephen. I just found out about it yesterday. We're going to start it on the 15th of April.
Oh.
I know. You're looking at me.
News to me.
Make a note of that, Stephen.
I'm doing that right now.
Thank you. The 15th. And the reason being is we want to sort of offset the draw. We don't want to have everything happening on the 30th of every month, right? So we're going to have one on the 15th and one on the 30th. So anyway, starting the 15th of April. Now write this down, kids, okay? And share it with all your friends. Not only will you be eligible to win a Mercury outboard motor, which that is going to continue. That contest stands alone, and it's a draw every month. We're going to give away a motor a month for the next 9 months, 10 total, because we gave one away last month. Well, so not only are we going to continue that, let's call that contest A, but contest B will be launched.
Oh, wrong button. Not yet. Sorry.
No. What were you going for?
Drum roll.
Oh, okay. That's close.
Close.
Put a few of them together. It could be. Contest B will be running. And it is an opportunity to win. Now, get this. Not only an outboard motor, but that outboard motor will be connected to a boat, which will be sitting on a trailer. Thank you. Nicely done.
I screwed up there. But
No. Don't be too hard on yourself. These are extenuating circumstances we're working under. You're allowed to make mistakes. So anyways, So starting April 15th, you'll also, when you go to enter your 2.5 Mercury outboard motor contest, you will also then enter the Princecraft boat motor trailer contest.
Perfect.
Every day.
We're giving away tons of stuff. Like, I wish I can enter and get that, but I work here. And I would love that boat motor trailer package. I would use it everywhere.
Well, maybe you should contact the folks at Princecraft and tell them. that you would like one of those. Maybe they would be nice to give you one.
They wouldn't give me one. Come on now. Yeah, I'm a nobody.
Know. You never know. Yeah. Anyways, that's it. Princecraft, it's called the Yukon.
Yes.
It's a beautiful boat motor trailer package. Anyways, we'll tell you more about it in the weeks to come. You'll see more about it on I think fishingcanada.com is going to be putting it up like next week just to let you know.
Yes.
Priming it?
Yeah.
Priming it sort of. Is that a primer?
Yeah, we'll prime it up.
Yeah, primer up. All right. Did I get all that? That's all happening at fishingcanada.com because it's the place to be while we are at home, isolated from the rest of the world.
Yes.
Fishingcanada.com is there for you. And yeah. And all kinds of interesting stories and things to do.
If you get bored at home, go online and watch episodes of Fishing
Canada. So that's the good news. So I told you we're going to do good news, bad news, good news, bad news. So there is a bit of bad news. Well, it's bad for us, probably not for him. I met him approximately 12 years ago. I was trying to figure out, my records are bad, but I ran into him 12 years ago or so, maybe 14, I don't know. Hopefully he'll correct me because he's that kind of guy.
He'll remember.
Yeah. On a shoot, on a Fishing Canada shoot.
Yes.
First time I had the pleasure of his acquaintance, and I fell in love with the man right away. That's okay for a guy to say that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We just hit it off, and so we stayed in touch after the shoot, and lo and behold, it wasn't more than about 2 years after that first meeting that he announced retirement from his work. And I couldn't believe it because I thought he was still way too young, but that's just me. But anyway, so as I talked to him, I found out that, in fact, yeah, he was now of retirement age, and he was retiring after a long career in this particular place. And so I saw an opportunity. Greed set in. I said,
ching.
Yeah, well, sort of, you know, I said, you know what? Maybe this guy is just retiring from that particular job, but maybe he wouldn't mind, you know, maybe he's looking forward to working more. So I coaxed him into coming on board onto this team.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought about it, and first it was, are you crazy? I'm retired. Anyways, after a bit of coaxing, I talked him into coming on board, and he's been with us ever since and has done an unbelievable job. And I say as in past tense because this is his last program, unfortunately. He is now after, what was that? I said 10 years ago or so, whatever number of years ago. Now he's finally retiring and making it official. Of course, I'm talking about producer of this program, J.W., Jonathan Winters. I've called him everything else but his real name on this show. He'll be on a little bit later on to talk to us about that. He is finally taking a well-deserved retirement from the workforce.
Hang up those headphones.
Yeah, so that's it. That's bad news for us, good news for him. That's just the way it goes. How about this one? Ganaraska River. Ganaraska River.
You guys did a show on that, didn't you?
Oh, a million shows. I cut my teeth on the Ganaraska River in the angling community. That's, I'm going back way, way, way back. In fact, I used to, now this is awful to say, but I'll say it anyways because it's not allowed today. You wouldn't think about it. I was like 12 years old. Maybe 11 years old, I used to hitchhike to the Ganaraska River in Port Hope, fishing rod in hand, early in the wee hours in the mornings, Saturday mornings, Sunday mornings, whichever morning I could get away and sneak off from home. I would hitchhike. Can you imagine a 12-year-old kid hitchhiking?
Yeah, nowadays that's not good.
No. Anyways, I would hitchhike the Ganaraska River and fish my heart out all day long, and then hitchhike home. Bizarre.
No cell phones back then, so your parents don't know where the hell you are. No pagers.
There was nothing.
There's SOS signals, like the what do you call it? I forget the name. Boop 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 boop
boop.
There's
nothing. Not a thing. But anyways, yeah. So the Ganaraska River is a very special place in my heart. The reason I bring it up is that the rainbows are running. Believe it or not, it is that time of year again. When the steelhead or rainbows come into the rivers, all the tributaries off the Great Lakes, certainly Lake Ontario, and they start moving up the rivers to spawn. And so at Ganaraska, there is this wonderful opportunity for folks to see them jumping over this, well, It used to be a waterfall. Now it is an obstruction in the river. And we thought it'd be kind of cool if we put video up on our site of the Colbert Dam. And it's courtesy of Bernie Mayer. And he sent us this wonderful video that's on fishingcanada.com right now. If you want to see the fish as we speak going up the river, it might be a live cam for all I know. I don't know. But anyways, thanks, Bernie, for letting us put that up. And you can check it all out. On another note, you know, that's the good news. Bad news, we are experiencing a shortage of medical equipment and certainly medical testing. And we're desperately searching for, we'll call it an antivirus or some kind of a drug that we can use to curb this damn thing that we're caught in, the grip that we're caught in. And out of Montreal, researchers at Montreal Heart Institute Research Center are testing a common drug that's normally used for treating gout.
Oh.
I know a thing or two about that.
Yep.
Anyways, apparently they're testing some of this medication on coronavirus patients. Because gout is caused by inflammation, and the theory is that the critical phase of this virus is when it causes inflammation in the lungs.
Oh.
And so they're hoping that inflammation is inflammation is inflammation, so why don't we use drugs that we know works on inflammation, in this case gout, and see if it works in this. So let's keep our fingers crossed that the drug trial is successful. It would be great if a Canadian team came up with a solution. It doesn't matter who does, but it'd be extra special if we did it.
Yep.
And anyway, they believe that they'll know within 30 days if the drug is actually effective.
That's good.
Yeah, great news. This one is great news for me anyways. I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, God. I'm going to keep it, actually. I see the time is running a little bit late, so I'm going to keep this one because it's special.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and finish this part of the show. More Journal After This. There, go away. Ah, the great outdoors. Every outdoor enthusiast, be it a hunter, angler, camper, or vacationer, loves being in nature. It's hard to imagine peacefulness with the roar of a generator. It doesn't have to be this way. Off-grid power systems today are reliable and affordable. Halliburton Solar and Wind is Ontario's premier affordable off-grid provider. Call Brian at 705-455-2637, extension 101. That's 705-455-2637, extension 101.
From the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft, here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
Well, isn't this a fine kettle of fish we've all found ourselves in? The streets of Toronto and the nation's capital are as empty as when hell clears out on St. Paddy's Day. And our taverns are shut up tighter than a barrel of dirt-cheap $10 oil thanks to the conflict between Russia and China. And we're all in self-isolation. If you are relatively newly married, you could make it through this okay. And if you have no kids getting in the way, you might get yourself even closer. But if you've been married as long as I have, the question is, why haven't you shot your wife yet? This is a good question because it's already awfully tempting. If this goes on for a few more weeks turning into months, all bets are off because there is no telling what will happen. These are uncharted waters for all of us. Going stir-crazy can do weird things to normally stable people. Everybody reaches a stress point where they crack, and then, bingo, they all go stark-raving mad. And it's not a fun thing to watch, but hey, none of us is a saint. We've all got some bad moves. The only good news is that I have three more entries in Fishing Canada's draw for that nifty 2-horsepower Mercury, which will either make a great trolling motor or the first boat engine for one of my granddaughters. I kind of like that idea because both of their parents grew up on the water and they should be on side with it, although they might want to wait until Briar's at least 5 years old. Until then, she rides with creaky old Papa, which is ain't all that bad. That's just if we ever get out of this self-isolation while there's still some summer left, because there's no guarantee for that either. For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Welcome back to the program. Was that politically correct, by the way? Did anybody run that by the
I don't think it was.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Mark. Imagine being locked up with Mark.
That'd be funny.
Oh, my God. His poor wife. Anyways, welcome back to the program. Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Bringing you smiles, hopefully, on this rather, I don't know, dreary weekend of self-isolation. Stephen Labadie behind the glass, and we have Andrew Holland on the board, and of course, as I mentioned, I am Angelo Viola. We will shepherd you through these dark times by bringing you vicariously through us into the outdoors, even though we're really not. So it's like a double vicarious. Yeah. Is that correct? Could we say that?
I have no clue.
You don't know. I was talking about good news, bad news things, and this one to me was good news, but it's kind of bad news to a lot of folks. In Maine, the government that has spent millions of dollars on their Atlantic salmon restoration project. Have you noticed everybody has an Atlantic salmon restoration project?
I wonder why.
Because it's a nice thing. I'm sure that after the passenger pigeon passed away, there was all kinds of restoration programs.
Maybe.
Anyways, a recent report says that it would cost them $24 million U.S. per year for the next 75 years.
Whew.
In this project. $24 million per year times 75. Have you got something way to count that? An abacus machine or whatever?
No.
How do you? Use your fingers. How many millions of dollars is that?
A lot.
It's a ton of money. Billions. We're talking billions. It would take them billions of dollars, and it would take 75 years, and it probably wouldn't work, is what the state of Maine is saying. So they're giving it up. They're finally throwing in a towel.
That's good.
There you go. That $24 million will go towards something.
The passenger pigeon.
Maybe. Who knows? And why not? Why not? You know? But anyways, they're throwing the towel in on the Atlantic Salmon Project in Maine. Engineers at McGill University say that they can produce protective face masks on a 3D printer. Now, think about that.
That's cool.
On a 3D printer, they're saying that they're going to be capable of producing the much-needed protective face masks. And their prototype, which is not quite ready, but is very close apparently, and it works. So this is not a what if. They're already capable of doing it, and they'll should have product available shortly, and alleviate some of the shortages that we're facing on that end of it. So that's kind of cool. Hats off to the folks at McGill University in Montreal.
Very nice. It's cool.
All right. What else did I miss in the first segment of the show? Oh, how about our guests? We should tell folks who's on the show before the show's
over. Oh, goodness,
over.
We're that behind, eh?
A good friend. Oh, yeah. Love it. This is good. This is freewheeling, baby. You know, jump out of that plane and let her go. Dave McLaughlin is the Executive Director of Tourism Northern Ontario, based out of Sault Ste. Marie. He is also owner of the legendary, the fabled Lodge 88. And, of course, this lodge offers quite the adventure. If you are looking for one, this is one of those places that you must visit before it's all over. David will join us, and he's going to talk to us about the challenges from the north with this virus and pandemic situation, how it's going to affect tourism in general as a community. Here's another one, and he hasn't been on for a long time. Well, it was a year ago because it was the Sportsman Show last year, I believe he was on. And this next guest is much the same. I think it's been a year or two since she's been on. She is Sherry Haig will be joining us, a very successful business executive, until one day she decided to throw in the towel. She says, that's it. Take this job and shove it. I'm serious. You remember her. Anyway, she's going to come on and talk to us about her outdoor adventures and love of the outdoors and what she's been doing, blogging and all that stuff, but more importantly, how she's coping with this current situation, because I'm sure she's in self-isolation as well.
Yeah.
Sherry Haig will join us. Then my good friend, and this guy knows a thing or two about hunkering down and fighting and winning and being positive, and that's why we've got him on the program. Our good friend, retired Canadian Forces General Rick Hillier, will be joining us to talk to us about his situation and where he is and how he's coping with this. And more importantly, I think he's going to give us a bit of a pep talk, which we can all use right about now. Our very own Peter Bowman from Fishing Canada fame will be joining us to talk to us about the updates on fishingcanada.com website. When is he now the official spokesperson for them?
I don't think so. Oh. It's usually you and Pete.
Oh.
But he's just coming on because you're on the show every week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. here's the talk about oldies but goldies. Not that she is oldie and goldie, but she is goldie and oldie. Oldie in the sense she hasn't been here in a long time. Dr. Marie Hollowaychuk.
Yes.
Our own in-house pet vet is going to come in and talk to us about that part of this whole situation. So there's a lot to cover, as you can tell.